ever make any statements regarding my case in New York? He hopes that I hang for it or something. Did he ever say anything like that?
No, he's never brought up the case.
That's never been brought up, right?
No. Never discussed it with you at all?
No.
You lived with him for which period, 1957?
Obviously, for years.
No, I'm trying to pinpoint to 57, 58, 59, those years. And when did you stop living with him?
This last summer.
And were you ever present when he talked with any representatives of the government at all? Do you ever know when anybody came to visit him?
No, I can't remember. Maybe Alana would.
She's coming up the street now.
Did he ever discuss any discussions he had with government people with you? Did he ever say anything about it? Did he ever say they had been there or had talked to him?
Well, seems to me Mother said something about somebody being there.
Do you remember what she said specifically? It's as close as you can.
It was all pretty vague. Something about the taxes or something.
Speak up, Lance. Can't hear you. You were a project boy. Alana, could you come in here a moment? Sit in that chair, because we're taping some stuff pertinent to Tommy Green.
Any close, it's up to
over here. Anything that you might have to add to these things might be
Lana, important. Lana, can you tell us anything about Green? Anything that strikes you particularly? You want me to be more specific?
Yeah.
Did he ever talk to you about government people coming to visit him?
I never knew about it until Daddy told me.
I see. And your mother never talked to you about that?
No, she never did.
Did Green have any discussions with you in relation to your father, which would indicate a bias?
Oh, yes.
And anger on his part. What did he say specifically? Did he ever say, I'm going to get him or something like that?
No, he always... more or less put him down in front of me.
Was it after the episode of the attempted attack on you by him?
Oh, yeah.
That's when it really started, right?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It was roughly. About 4 years ago, 3.5 years.
Which would make you, 14 and a half years old?
I was 15. I wasn't quite 15.
Did he ever say anything specifically that you can recall about your father? Which would indicate a bias. In other words, specific words that you remember. Your father's a bum or the
yeah.
Money or
he's a bum. And every time I would mention, his name for some reason, or would sit down and write him a letter, or maybe Daddy would call me on the telephone, he'd throw me a dirty look or something, like, why are you talking to him? And he always resented. He resented the fact that Daddy would send me money, when he would send it personally to me, $10 or something like that. He resented that.
What would he say? Do you remember anything he said specifically? Or generally?
I can remember one instance that came up. We were all together in the summer of 1958.
Where was that?
59, I'm sorry, Stanford, at my house. Betty Lou and Tommy and Alana, Lance, and their children all came over for a cookout, a barbecue. Jack Hook and his family were there, and Inga was there with Jackie and some other people. And he offered to light the fire and do the cooking, and he got stoned out of his head. He's a real...
He's a boozer?
Yeah, a real big boozer. He got stoned out of his head, and it was working away, and after all, he'd come to me and ask if he could do the hamburgers and the hot dogs, which is no big chore. So he got, he